Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today, we're going to be talking about a blueprint for success. In my life, I own a few companies, and one of them is I own a construction company. So I've built some crazy big houses, and it really doesn't matter to me how big a house is if I have the correct blueprint. See, the blueprint is going to show me what it's going to look like at the end. And so whether it's 2,000 square feet or 10,000 square feet, it doesn't make a difference to me. And in the process of building a house, there's four critical inspections. And if you get these right, you really can't screw the thing up. So you'll typically have a foundation inspection. And this is, you know, to make sure that what you're going to build it on in the event of a storm and things like that, it will stay there. Okay. It's not going to go away. The second inspection that's critical is your framing inspection. This is kind of all the, you know, your walls, your roof and things of that nature. So again, this has to be done a certain way, you know, everything frames 16 inches on center and such and such. Third, there's a mechanical inspection. This is, you know, all your rough-ins. This is your plumbing, your electrical, your HVAC, and then, of course, your insulation. Okay, critical inspection. And then finally, there's the final inspection. This is where they go around and make sure that everything works the way it should, the outlets are working, and they give you one final look over. And if you pass these four, following your blueprint, you can basically build anything. So I just took something really big and made it really simple. And I'm going to tell you, there is how you become successful in life is very similar. You follow a blueprint. And I'm going to break it into four inspections, just like I did as if I was building a house. The first critical part of being successful is your self-worth. I just don't know how you do it with poor self-worth. You need to wake up every day and believe that you're something, that you matter, that you're talented. And see, if you have kind of a faith-based mentality, you know that you were created in God's image. You have, you know, you're His very DNA. And that gives a faith-based person a tremendous, you know, basis to go on. Whatever it is, however you do it, that's up to you. But you have to have a great self-worth. I was recently watching the Bernie Madoff story on Netflix, and it really hit me at the end. You know, here was a fairly talented guy who basically ripped people off about $65 billion, never actually made a trade. You know, people would give him money and he was just running through it, putting in a JP Morgan account and living really, really well and paying people that needed, you know, to money that they requested. Basically, if they, you know, asked for a redemption, you know, he'd pay it from newfound money. That's called a Ponzi scheme. And a guy that was that talented, why couldn't he have just made it the right way? That's what I kept wondering. But it went back to his childhood. He had a struggling self-worth. He really questioned, you know, whether he could be whether he was talented enough. His in-laws, he never felt good enough. You know, he one time asked a girl to play with him when he was, you know, like in elementary age, and he ended up having to pay her a quarter to play with him. And that's kind of, I think, really embedded his self-esteem to where, well, if I could pay people, people would like me this way. And I really do think it established his self-esteem issues that created, you know, this financial monster. Literally, man, the amount of lives he destroyed, the amount of suicides and afterwards, and even his own, you know, one of his children. Horrible. But I think your success needs to stem from a good self-worth. Like, I can do this. I am talented. I deserve success. I have the opportunity to be successful. So the very first core inspection we're going to have today is your self-worth. Hey, it may struggle at times, but at your core, do you believe you're extraordinary? Do you believe that you have the talent to succeed? Do you believe that, you know, you have the right to be successful? I think you have to have that. That's the first inspection. The second one is, you got to be great at whatever it is you're setting out to do. You've got to be great. I heard a tremendous speech by Martin Luther King, and he's speaking about foundations, and he's speaking to a middle school. And it is unbelievable. You need to Google the talk. It's a 20-minute talk, and he gives it at a middle school, and it's called A Blueprint for Life. And he's talking about one point, and he's like, I don't care if you're a street sweeper. And he compares it to, you know, Shakespeare writing a poem and Picasso doing a painting. He goes, you need to do it at that level. Anything you're going to do, be great. I've always said nobody pays for good. Nobody pays for good. The big money is in being great. The people that we remember are always great. You know, they don't have any silver medalists, which is a heck of an achievement on a Wheaties box. But, great pays the most. So if you want to be successful, whatever it is you choose to do, that's completely up to you. But can you be great at it? Will you make the sacrifice? Will you do what's necessary to be great at it? Being good at 20 different things is the jack of everything, master of nothing. Be great. Decide what it is you're going to do and be extraordinary at it. Be at a, do it at a world-class level. And that is the second inspection. So we're working off of a blueprint. We're going to do 4 inspections today because we're building this, your success house. First one was your self-worth. Do you have a good, great self-worth? Do you believe you can succeed? Number 2 is, can you be great at something? Are you going to be disciplined enough, focused enough to be great at something? I meet people all the time that jump from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers talks about it takes 10,000 hours on average to be extraordinary, basically 10 years, to be extraordinary at something. So be great. Number 3, as we're working through this blueprint for success and we're going through some inspections that we're going to do, is know what it is you want. I've said often, if a genie, came up to you in the street and said, hey, I'll grant you one wish. What is it? Could you answer it? Do you even know what it is you want in life? I write a paragraph every day reinforcing my self-worth, reinforcing what it is I want to be great at, clearly laying out what it is I want. Why? Because I've got to know the destination. It allows me to make decisions because sometimes I get offered, a lot of different opportunities, but it doesn't fit my mission. It doesn't fit what it is I want. So it allows me to stay so focused. It allows me to eliminate distractions because I know what it is I want. And I'm telling you, we're going through your blueprint for success and we're drawing up this plan so we can see the final product of what success looks like. And as I share, we're going to go through inspections. And now the third one is, do you know what it is you want? Could you effortlessly communicate it to someone? If somebody said, I'll grant you one wish today, you go, I want this. And don't come, I want $10 million. Be great at something so you can make $100 million, so you could duplicate it, so you could teach others to do it. A lot of people just think it's money. Money is not it. Again, Bernie Madoff had a lot of that. And look how that story worked out. Money is never the answer to that question, just so you know. Being great at something will effortlessly make you the money. Obviously your self-worth, when you're great at something, typically you have a high self-worth. So know what it is you want to be, what you want out of life. Know exactly what it is. If you could sit down and write, I want this. This is what success looks like to me. Know what that is. That's number 3. Number 4 is, do you value others? Yeah. That's all gooey, but do you value others? And I'm going to tell you why this is so critical. If you don't value others, how can you bring a product to the marketplace that's going to be receptive? If you don't value what customers are going to think of your product, if you don't want to bring value to them, how do you bring a great offering to the marketplace? I don't know how you do it. I know in the businesses that I own, we want to bring something to our customers that brings great value to them, that solves problems for them. Well, if you don't value another human being, and this goes back to, obviously, Bernie Madoff, he could give a, you know, he could care less because he was ripping everybody off. He clearly valued no one but himself. There was not that innate value of another human being. How do you attract great people to your team if you don't value anyone? If you don't value someone, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you lead, I mean, truly lead others, if you don't value them. So let's go through this right now. We're building this blueprint for success, and I'm giving you the four critical inspections. And let's talk through them really, really quick. Number one is your self-worth. Hey, it can be a work in progress, but you've got to value yourself. You've got to value yourself. You got to believe you're worth it. You deserve to be successful. You have what it takes to be successful. Number two is be great at whatever it is you're setting out to do. And I believe all of us have been given a skill, have been given us a, you know, area of giftedness. Be great at it. Not good, be great, be exceptional, be world class. Number three is know what it is you want. Be able to articulate it effortlessly. How can you, you know, reverse engineer a life if you don't even know what it is you want? Number four, do you value others? Again, I don't believe you can attract them. I don't believe you can lead them. I don't believe you can create a great value proposition for customers if you really have no, you don't, yeah, I don't care what you think. I don't care whether this works. I don't care whether this betters you. No, you're going to bring crap to the marketplace and you will be found out. You know, you'll be found out. But if you really value what other people think of what it is you offer, and you want to bring this tremendous value to others, I do believe that your offering is going to be significantly better. What we talked about today was really a blueprint for success, and we went through four inspections. And I encourage you to go back through those and write those out. And I think if you want to plan the year ahead, you want, you know, if I was speaking at a college, this is something that I would bring, you know, type of a lesson that I'd bring forward. Again, I want you to be successful. I want you to have a great life. I want you to know what it is you want. I want you to value others. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. It was number one in Iraq today. That always blows me away. Top 10 in New Zealand this week. I'm constantly humbled by that. Thank you for telling others about it. Rate it, subscribe to it. Again, I always tell you every week, tell five others about it. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Incredible. If you don't know how to market, your company's not growing, reach out, get a free analysis, GetStartedMarketing.com. We got some great interviews coming up this week. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to talk again soon.